Continental breakfast will be served. You won't want to miss that. And everybody is welcome to take part. And helping coordinate the singing will be the previously mentioned individuals and Eloise Mann with the Falling Branch Harmonies. Everybody had enough fiddle music today?
No?
Good. You know you're starting to get enough fiddle music when you hear, like, the machinery hum, you know, you hear the heater or the air conditioning hum and you wonder what tune it's playing. You know you've had enough music if the ticking of your clock has you doing Buck Mountain one more time. So we're going to bring out our next group of fine musicians, and three of the four of them have been working their fingers to the bone teaching here this week. And these are some folks who have played together since the 70s. They're all natives of West Virginia. They have all taught here at Augusta many times over the years. Dave Bing has taught at Augusta since 85. And I also want to announce that we do have the winner of the Dave Bing Look-Like Contest. He's going to be with you in a moment. And as the Bing brothers, our three gentlemen have toured Scotland and Ireland, and individually they have toured places as marvelous as Germany and Cleveland. So I'd like to bring out Dave Bing, John Blizzard, Danny Arthur, and joining them will be Trish Garrett.
Thank you. We don't have a band name. We're just going to be the West Virginia Boys playing. We was going to be the All Hat Band, but...
Two hats and none.
All right. There you go, dude.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh?
All right.
We're ready now.
Is this thing being filmed? We don't want to waste a lot of time here.
This was all rehearsed.
Let's see. What are we doing? I got it.
Pretty brown hand.
Little brown hand.
Little brown hand. Took her by the pretty little brown hand. One, two, three, four. Is it as hot out there as it is up here? Big question. That was Pretty Brown Hand?
Little
Brown Hand. Learned it off of John, who learned it off of John Johnson while he's playing banjo with him for a number of years, back in the 70s and 80s. Well, we go right to the Hammonds family music here. Learn this off of Burl Hammonds from over in Pocahontas County. Cranberry Rock.
This is one that got off of a band called Otto Gray in the early 1900s. It's right much of a silly song, I think, and it's got a part.
It's
pretty silly. It's got a part in it that it says who broke the lock, and there's a part in it these guys are going to answer, I don't know. And if, you know, to make this thing go, answer, I don't know. When I say who broke the lock,
and I don't know.
Might work, might not.
Yell.
Could yell it.
It's a serious, it's a serious silly song.
It's really
song,
serious.
So
we don't
say, I don't know.
So we'll see. We'll try it and see how it goes.
Let's see.
I went down to the farmer's gate, blowed my horn both soon and late. That farmer's dog, he didn't bark or bite. Son of a gun, he could read and write. Now who broke that lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? Before I go, who broke the lock on the hen house door?
I went down to the hen house on my knees. Thought I heard old Bruno sneeze. But it was just an old rooster saying his prayers, telling his thoughts to the hens upstairs. Now who broke that lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Turkey's playing 7-up on the pumpkin pie. The hens are drinking homebrew and the rooster drinking wine. Way down yonder you will see their bluff, where the geese chew tobacco and the ducks dip stuff. Now who broke the lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I found out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Said the barnyard hen to the barnyard rooster, somehow y'all don't hear quite as well as you. Said the rooster to the hen, that
may be true, but I'd rather be deaf than be dumb like you. Now who broke the lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Hen. Y'all told me a lie and I'll tell you when. You told me that I'd be your only beau, and I asked you who broke the lock, and you said I don't know. Now tell me now who broke the lock.
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Way out west, said the hen to the rooster, I love you best. Said the rooster to the hen, I know you're telling me a lie. I caught you running around with an old Shanghai. Now who broke the lock?
I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Thank you.
Some of y'all forgot the words.
No, that was me.
You are some of them.
Oh.
There's so many different types of music, old-time music in West Virginia. We don't have time to cover it all. But we'll go down to southern West Virginia now, do a tune most people learn from Henry Reed. I have an old recording of it that when I go back and listen to it, I thought I learned it off of him, but I do it a little bit different. I guess that natural evolvement of music happens to everyone. Happens to me, anyway. One called Ducks on the Pond. To bring out a lady that's been teaching with me all week, Trish Garrett. She not only fiddles wonderful in the 4 years' time she's put in it, she also has a wonderful voice, and we're going to share that with you now. Trish Garrett.
Thank you.
At least he took off the hat. I don't know if I could sing looking at that.
I thought it was all right.
This is called Lover's Return. And so you have come back to me and say the old love's growing yet. You tried through all these weary years. You tried too vainly to forget. Oh no, I cannot take your hand. God never gives us back our youth. The loving heart you slighted then was yours, my friend, in perfect truth. Come close and let me see your face. Your raven hair's tinged with snow. Oh yes, it is the same dear face I loved so many years ago. Oh no, I cannot take your hand. God never gives us back our youth. The loving heart you slighted then was yours, my friend, in perfect
still in it.
Okay, we got time for one more.
Two more.
Oops.
Two more combined.
Just in Toonville.
Nope.
Well, you know, banjo players spend half their time tuning and the other half playing out of tune.
You didn't say he was John Johnson?
Yeah, I did.
I did.
I was
nothing. Worried about
no, never mind. Had a good time out here tonight. Thanks, and
great week.
We'll see you out front here in a few minutes. Rhythm raps. Rhythm rats coming up next.
That's easy for you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Danny and John and Dave and Trish. Pretty sweet, huh? Well, here's a real important announcement. In the pit, that's that large area below this auditorium, there's going to be a big 50th birthday celebration for two friends of Augusta who have their 50th birthday tonight, and that's Bill Kimmons and Will Fanning. And that party is open to everyone. You're welcome to go on down. If you would, grab some beer or other liquid refreshments and some food and munchies and go on down and join the party. There are an awful lot of people, more than I realized until I was lucky enough to be here all summer. There are an awful lot of people in the limelight, but behind the scenes who put together a week and a festival and a workshop such as this. And I think sometimes they're the unsung heroes. And I want to thank this week's coordinator, Jerry Milnes, and I want to thank this concert coordinator, Leslie Green, and I also want to thank the sound crew, Bob Smocula, Dale Thiel, Thien, and Debbie Davis. And I also want to thank, again, those unsung heroes who work all year round in the office, and that's Gordon Blackley, Susan Rudisil Schnelz, Rachel Nash Law, Joyce Nestor, Sheila Rice, and Jerry Milnes. This is his full-time job. He's doing two jobs this week. I want to thank the director of the Augusta Heritage Center, Margot Blevin. So please give them a big round of applause. The next band is a group of just fine folks and wonderful old-time musicians. They played out of Cincinnati for about 12 years, and then they've moved in different directions. Whit Mead is still in the Cincinnati area. Kenny Jackson has moved to North Carolina, and Paula Bradley has moved to the Massachusetts area. But they're telling me that they still play. They play together just about as much as they ever did. And together, they have traveled to Moose Jaw, Minnesota, and many places in North Carolina. Individually, they've played this old-time music in Alaska and Ireland. They've been teaching these fall old-time weeks off and on since about the mid-80s. So they go back to almost to our beginnings here. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing the Rhythm Rats, Kenny Jackson, Whit Mead, and Paula Bradley. They're going to be joined by one of this week's favorite people. This is a woman who can make trotting down the hall in a ghost costume is fun. I mean, this is a woman who can make going to the drinking fountain fun. She's been the spark plug of Elder Hostel Week. She's a professional dancer and caller by trade, and she comes from Pittsburgh. We're going to be joined by Dolores Hagee. The Rhythm Rats with Dolores Hagee.
Paula, we talked about this, and we weren't going to wear costumes tonight. We thought it would be inappropriate in here.
But it's Halloween. Don't you remember? It's Halloween. I'm supposed to wear a costume because that's what I was told.
Take that off. Come on, take it off.
All right.
Paula.
Jeez, you guys are no fun. I'll tell you what. Happy Halloween.
Well, we're going to play an old-time dance tune, so feel free to get up and dance with or without your costume. Ready, boys? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Let me get my microphone in position.
I'm going to sing a little song now and follow it up with the tune. The song's about, it's kind of about a hobo's vision of paradise, which also often happens to coincide with the musician's vision of paradise. A place where you don't have to wash your socks.
All right, that sounds
get
like
all
a
the
good
time
place.
In the world.
And isn't there something else special about that place?
Oh, and there's a little stream of whiskey trickling down the rocks.
It is Saturday, after all.
Beside a western water tank one dark and dreary day, within an open boxcar, a dying hobo lay. His partner stood beside him with sad lowered head, listening to the last words that dying hobo said. You can stay out every night. You don't have to work at all, nor even change your socks. And a little stream of whiskey comes trickling down the rock. My sweetheart back in Danville, no more face of you. For I and I'm going through. Tell her not to weep for me, nor tears in her eyes lurk, for I am going to a place where I don't have to work.
That's the place I'm aiming for. Hot up here. I know it's a little warm out there too, but boy, it's hot up here. Our instruments are slipping out from under us. We're losing picks. Well, we're really fortunate in the Rhythm Rats because we not only have a great banjo player and a great fiddle player, we've got two great banjo players and two great fiddle players because Kenny and Whit both play both instruments. And we're going to give them each a chance to show you that just how versatile they are, and get Whit on the fiddle over there, and get Kenny on the banjo, and do a song that we learned from the singing of Burnett and Rutherford out of Kentucky. Seems that there's this guy, Willie, that shows up in a lot of old ballads, and he's in this one.
He's a bad act.
And this is actually on our first cassette, which we should mention are for sale. At least once we'll mention it. Anyway, this is called Willie Moore.
Willie Moore was a king, his age 21. He courted a damsel fair. Oh, her eyes was as bright as diamonds at night, and wavy black was her hair. He courted her both night and day, till a married they did agree. But when he came to get her parents' consent, they said it would never be. As all times had done before. But little did he think, when they parted that night, sweet Anna he would see no more. It was about the 10th of May, a time I remember well. That very same night her body disappeared in a way no tongue could. Friends most all around, and in the little round before the cottage door, the body of sweet Anna was found. She was taken by her weeping friends and carried to her parents' room, and there she was dressed in a shroud of snowy white and laid in a lonely tomb. The body of sweet Anna's to sleep. This song was composed in the flowering west by a man you may never have seen. Oh, I'll tell you his name, but 'tis not in full. His initials are J.R.G.
Thanks very much. You're lucky. One time we sang that song and There's some tricky words in there, and Kenny and I got confused and between cottage and cabin, and it came out before the cabbage door. And that was the end of that song. That was all we could sing. We laughed so hard. Anyway, well, we just have to say we've had the most wonderful time this week in beautiful West Virginia. And those of you that are from here, you've got a wonderful thing here in Augusta, and those of you who are visitors here probably know what we're talking about. It's just been great. And we couldn't get on the stage and not play a West Virginia tune. Heard so many beautiful ones this week, both at the daily events that the Augusta staff had, where the local fiddlers came in, and then of course today at the fiddlers reunion, where there was just a whole bunch of them, and boy, it was just great. And this is a tune I think Whit taught to his banjo class. So you banjo students out there, you know, feel free to play along. And it's a beautiful West Virginia tune called The Falls of Richmond that Kenny learned from the playing of Ed and Hammonds from the Hammonds family. Up by doing a little bit of flatfoot dancing, and I think you heard about Dolores Hagee, who's been teaching for the Elder Hostel, and also doing some evening dance classes that have been really popular. And I just got to tell you, this is a real special moment for me to have Dolores come out and dance with us, because as some of you have heard the story, have been in my class this week, everybody always asks, well, how'd you get interested in old-time music? And I owe a lot of my interest in old-time music to Dolores and her clogging class, because in 1980 I moved to Pittsburgh and somebody called me up and said, hey, somebody's teaching clogging, how would you like to do that with me, a friend? And I said, great, what's clogging? And she described it and it sounded like fun, so I went and there was Dolores, and you know, she's just it's kind of enthusiastic.
Just a little bit.
And